Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie McGee. Batting third. The right fielder, Doug Jennings. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Gallego. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bob Welch. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jody Reed. Batting second. The first baseman, Carlos Quintana. Batting third. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting seventh. The DH, Mike Marshall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Peña. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Greg Harris. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Doug Jennings is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jennings hits a ball on the ground towards first. Quintana fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Harris drops the ball. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Baines hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jennings moves to third. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reed hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos Quintana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Quintana hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wade Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Randolph hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burks. Randolph reaches second base with a double. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gallego strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Burks hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of McGee. Brunansky reaches second base with a double. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Marshall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee strikes out. One out. Doug Jennings batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Jennings is 0-for-1 in the game. Jennings hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Jennings reaches second base with a double. Henderson moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Jennings scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-1 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Quintana scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hassey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Reed is 0-for-1 in the game. Reed strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Quintana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quintana is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Quintana hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Randolph is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Randolph takes first base on ball 4. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gallego is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallego bunts towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Randolph moves to second. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McGee is 0-for-2 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Randolph reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Burks is 0 for 1 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenwell hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Henderson who is chasing the ball. Greenwell reaches third base with a triple. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brunansky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doug Jennings is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jennings is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jennings hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Athletics. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hassey is 0 for 2 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. McGuire moves to second. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Randolph is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Randolph strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall strikes out. 1 out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Barrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gallego is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallego hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Gallego moves to second. Darryl Irvine now pitching. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGee is 0 for 3 in the game. McGee takes first base on ball 4. Gallego moves to third. Henderson moves to second. Doug Jennings batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jennings is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Jennings hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gallego tags and scores. One out. It's 6-0, Athletics. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Reed is 0-for-2 in the game. Reed hits a pop-up towards short. Gallego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Quintana batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Quintana is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Quintana hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lansford is 0-for-3 in the game. Lansford strikes out. 1 out. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hassey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hassey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Burks is 0-for-2 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burks for the out. 1 out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Greenwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Welch covering, for the out. 2 outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Randolph is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gallego is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Willie McGee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McGee is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Marshall is 0-2 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Peña is 0-2 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Barrett is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Reed is 0-3 in the game. Reed hits a pop-up towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Murphy now pitching. Lance Blankenship pinch hits for Doug Jennings. Lance Blankenship batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Blankenship hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terry Steinbach pinch hits for Harold Baines. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murphy fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Murphy. Blankenship moves to third. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Lansford is 0-4 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blankenship scores. Steinbach moves to second. It's 7-0, Athletics. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1-0. The ball gets by Peña for a passed ball. Steinbach moves to third. Lansford moves to second. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2-0. McGuire is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Burks. McGuire reaches second base with a double. Steinbach scores. Lansford scores. It's 9-0, Athletics. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hassey is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Hassey hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Randolph batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Randolph is 1-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed misplays the ball. That's an error on Reed. McGuire scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-0, Athletics. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gallego is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Gallego hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Gallego reaches second base with a double. Randolph moves to third. Darren Lewis pinch hits for Ricky Henderson. Wes Gardner now pitching. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lewis strikes out. Two outs. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 1-0. McGee is 0-4 in the game. With a walk. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis now playing left field. Lance Blankenship now playing right field. Mike Bordick now playing third base. Steve Chytrin now pitching. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cooper strikes out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Boggs is 0-3 in the game. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Plantier pinch hits for Ellis Burks. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Plantier takes first base on ball 4. Randy Cutcher pinch runs for Phil Plantier. Danny Heap pinch hits for Mike Greenwell. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Heap hits a fly ball into right field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.